The following presentation is a production of 92.5 XTU.
It's real moment.
Here we go.
We're having real moments here at the 55th ACM Awards. Wednesday night at 8 on CBS, and it's hosted by Keith Urban. The Grand Ole Opry House will be live, and so will the Ryman and the Bluebird. And our coverage brought to you by Ford and the Ford F-150. Lauren Elena is here, who was a Best New Artist winner a few years ago. And you're on your way to some great things. You got a new EP coming out here. It actually came out last week.
Yes, it did. It did.
So you're busy. You having fun?
I am. I felt so supported. This music is like blown up. It's one of the biggest releases I've had. And people are really freaking out over the Lucas Graham duet, which is definitely my favorite. Well, I don't know. I love them all. I'm really proud of the whole thing. But I, you know, the last couple of years have been kind of crazy. I went through a really bad breakup last year and never said anything about it. And so this kind of feels like my response. And what a great way to respond. Everyone seems to really like it. So goodbye.
Well, you know, you have to write about what you know, you know, because if you're not, it's not you. You're somebody else.
Yeah.
So be you, Lauren. You're doing fantastic. I mean,
just for the record, it's called Getting Over Him, but I'm way past over him.
Yes. Squash.
We've accomplished that. People have been asking me. I'm like, I've been over that guy. I just hadn't put the music out yet.
Yeah. You know, listen, I mean, you learn so much from, you know, doing what comes from your heart. And, you know, you've collaborated with some wonderful writers on this album, like Hillary Lindsay, I'm sure was a great person to try to sharpen your skills, you know, right?
Yeah, she's really great. I've written with her a ton. I've been really fortunate to write with so many great songwriters in town. You know, I feel like I am the songwriter that I am now because of writing with people like Hillary Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you practice every day? Is it something you do every single solitary day, whether it's raining, saying whether you want to go out, whether you want to go do something, you got to go, oh, I got to write.
It's
like homework.
I write, like I sit down and write three times a week, usually, unless I'm like, I haven't written this week because, or I didn't write last week because we had the release and I had to do a ton of things, but I try to write three times a week. I love it.
Somebody told me, and I forget who it was, told me that a good songwriter could write a song a day. And I sat back and I'm like, what? That's got to be discipline. I mean, that's got to be incredible, you know, creative flow to be able to do that.
I wish I had the time to do that. I would love it. But it's hard to, like, I think songwriters, that is their job every day, right? Yeah. I am also an artist, so I have to do all this other stuff. But I would love it one day when I don't tour anymore, which I don't right now. So.
Are you doing some TV now? Or are you off the television for a bit, or you got something else planned?
I am going to shoot. I'm shooting a movie, but I haven't started it yet. And I can't really say much about it. So I'm sorry I brought that up. But
it has something to do with getting over him, maybe?
No, it's not. It's not. But
getting over him, the revenge.
Getting over him, the movie.
Yes. But, you know, listen, we're fans. And we love you. And I know the fans love you. And from what I'm hearing about the EP, I haven't had a chance to hear the whole thing yet. But from the buzz in the industry, Lauren, we're looking forward to a huge 2021 for you. And
thank you.
It couldn't happen to a nicer person.
Oh, thank you so much. Fingers crossed.
Well,
I'm glad he broke my heart. I'll make money off of it.
Because of you, I got this nice Mercedes. Thank you.
Look at my new car.
Thank you. All right. I'll see you, Lauren. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Take care. Lauren Lane is with us on Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU. See ya.
Bye. Good to see you.
Check out more of our podcasts at 92.5XTU.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.